on Daf Yudbeis Amid Beis. Oma Rav Yehuda Marav Sichecha Bechitzim Schorim Ksheira. If a person was Mesachech this Sukkah with arrows which are Schorim, that means that there's no base kibble in the wooden chalik of the arrow. If it's into the Nekev of the mattress has a nekev, and the arrow and the wooden chalik of the arrow fits into the nekev of the mattress. So bekitzer, this wooden chalik does not have a base kibble ksheira. So it's kosher esichuch. Doesn't have a teiris. It's keli, since it has a din of pshute kli eitz, which is not mekabel tumim. But there are other arrows that the nekev is in the wooden chalik of the arrow, and the matches fits into the wooden chalik. So bekitzer, the wooden chalik of the arrow has a base kibble. Benikeva is psula. Perish Chai has a nice picture. Frag the Gemara, Schorim Ksheira Pshite. That's poshet. If it was Chitzim Schorim, it's kosher. It's poshet. Because it's pshute kli eitz. Mal de teima nigzer schorim oto nekevis. Maybe both are the achelik of the arrow. People won't differentiate between chitzim schorim, chitzim nekevis. It's a achelik of an arrow. They won't be mavchin that the nekevis are mekabel tumin, schorim are not mekabel tumin. Kamash malon, they weren't geyser. B'nekeva is psula pshite. Now the second aloche that chitzim nekevis are posel. That's also poshet. It has a base kibble, so it's a kliyet sheyesh by base kibble. So the Gemara says, "Mao de tema base kibble haosi lemalois loish may kibble." That since this chelik of the arrow, it's going to become filled up in Lemaise, you don't use it anymore. That means this base kibble, a normal base kibble is something, it's mekabel, you put things in it, then you take out things from it, so the base kibble has a shimush, dumya de sak. That means a sak also, you put things in, you take it out. This is a base kibble ha'osi lamalis. That means as soon as you put on the head of the arrow, on these chitzim, so it's awesome already. So it's ice based kibble. So I would think loishmei kibble, that doesn't have a shem based kibble. Kamash melon, that it also has a shem based kibble. It's a base kibble that's full with something, but it doesn't lose the shem based kibble. Let us see Rashi. Sichecha b'chitzim, base yad shel chitzim. That's the handle of the arrow. Zechorim ke'ein shalonu she'toichven oisa be'beis kibul shel chetz. You stick in this chelik into the base kibul of the chetz, of the arrowhead. K'sheira, da'af agav de'kelim ninu, even though these are kelim, abopshutik li'eitz ein mekablin tumet. The whole reason you can't be misachich with kelim is because you need dumya de pseilus geirim v'yekev, and the characteristics of geirim v'pseilus geirim v'yekev is it's not mekabel tumi. So you have a keli that's not mekabel tumi. So it's similar to pseilus geirim v'yekev. Nekeves sheyesh nekev beroy shoy. There's a nekev in this base yad of the chetz. Vacheitz osi kemarzeya v'nichnas l'soich hanekev. The arrowhead enters this nekev. Avelu mekablim shebekliyeit. So this is a kliyeit that is mekabel. Uruin lekabel tume upsula. So this is tak apostle. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush that nekev is apostle? I would think since it's osi lemalois mili oilam. This will be filled up forever. Shaloi lehisroikin oi. It'll never get empty again. So that's called that the base kibble loses its shimush already. It's not mekabel anymore. It's stuffed already. It's awesome. Kamash Malon, no, it doesn't lose the shame base kibble. Let us see Rashi, Bechitzim Zechorim Ksheira. So Taisva says, Loidomu Lishar Pshute Kliyates, Kamaydav Shel Nachtumim De Beper Kamaycher Esabayis, De Mekabal Tumim Midarabona. So Taisva asks that, this is Pshute Kliyates. We had Taisva and Daf Hei brought down the Gmorsas and Baba Basra, a Dav Shel Nachtumim, was also Pshute Kliyates, and it's Mekabal Tumim Midarabona. And Taisus also is Mekabel Tumim Midarabonon, so Midarabonon it's possible the Sachech. So Taisus says, Dahani afilu Midarabonon tohoiren ki defrishis leel gabi maskartoi lemailoi hoiso. Taisus Dafhei had explained that this is Torah afilu Midarabonon. Taisus explained there as follows. One of two reasons. Either Adav Shel Nachtumim is Mekabel Tumim Midarabonon, because since it's a broad daf and one can put things on it, so Chazal were medava this to a base kibble, so this is similar to a base kibble. It's not Mekabel, it doesn't have walls to it, but it's, since it's a broad piece of wood, so it's Mekabel Dvorim. So Midarabonon is a shame of a base kibble. Mashain came, this base yard of a chetz doesn't have, it's not Mekabel whatsoever. So this is Torah Afilu Midarabonon. In the cave is psula, ktsas taima, kiven the osi lamalois. Since they're going to fill it up, havale gilmei kli eitz de tahirim. Kemaikata de sakina achalois som habalzo. So Taisvis asks, since this is not the gemar hakeli, that means ba'asherushom, this is not a kli sholem. It's a gilmei keli. A gilmei keli means that it's not complete yet. This isn't a complete keli. This is a gilmei keli. And Tais brings gilmei kli eitz tahirim. So why is it taka mekabel tume? The Bemisin is a kasha on Taisvis. The Olchaneres, the kasha, the Gemara in Chulin says fakert that gilmei kli eitz are tmeim. The Gemara says. But the Gemara differentiates. The Gemara says as follows, that if the Kli Eitz is not complete, it's missing sanding, or it's missing, you have to perfect the Keli, but it's usable, so then it is Mekabel Tumim. But the Gemara says, what is, if let's say a person had a chunk of wood, and he wants to make a base kibble, it should hold a kav. And he started digging it out, and now it holds 3/4 of a kav. It doesn't hold the whole kav. So the keli he wants it should be, it didn't become yet. So that's called a gilmei kli eitz that is not mekabel tumim. That means this is not yet the keli which he wants to make. If it has the tzuras hakeli, no, it's still he wants to sand it or paint it or something else. So then that's toil. Then that's tome. But if it's not as yet the keli that he wants to make, so mamela, then it's toil. So the Olchaner says, so l'chayre teisvis is medame, teisvis eschon gilme kliyets which are tohoirim. So teisvis means to say, this mitzadatzmai is not the keli that he wants to make. He wants to make an arrow. Without the arrowhead, it's not an arrow. Aval Pikin Dochaner wants to be mitzadid to say maybe one can differentiate. The Gemara in Chulin is speaking about that the Chesorin is mitzad the Kli Eitz. That means he wants to make a base kibble to hold a kav, and it can't hold a kav yet. It can only hold 3/4 of a kav. So it didn't become what it's supposed to become. So that's called Gilmei Kli Eitz, and it's not Mekabel Tumim. Mashenkin over here, the kliyets mitzad atzma, whatever it's supposed to be ready. This mitzad atzma, this is a handle of a chetz, this has a base kibble, and this is shalem already. Fashteitzach, you only have the arrow, so you stick the arrowhead. But to be done, als this mitzad atzma, this was completed. So, she wants to make us, so where did Taisva see in that gemore that this is also toil? Taisus assumes for the Baposha that this is Toyos, so Taisus has a time on the Gemara. Mao de teime beiskibul ha'osi lemalois loish mei beiskibul. Kamash melon. Mashme mehoche. So it seems, what is the kamash melon? The shmei kibul. That means, even though it will be mole, it's a mili oilam, the Rashi says, shaleli israi kenoid. It's also, it's called a base kibul that's full. It doesn't lose the shame base kibul. The kosher leperish hakunteris, the soif arba mises, gabi kador ve'emum. The perish on bekunteris, kador is a bull, and the emum is a form that was used, it was the shape of a foot, and when they wanted to make shoes, they used to make shoes, they used this form, and they used to use this, they made shoes over this form. The Nechleku Rabbi Elezer v'chachomim b'seder taris, if this is Mekabel Tume, the Chachomim oimrim, ain Mekabel in Tume, the Chachomim hold it's not Mekabel Tume, lefi shekli oir ain Mekabel Tume, ele imkein yesh loy beis kibul. It's only Mekabel Tume, there's a beis kibul, the iskish lesak. There's the beis kibul. V'hai hoyel v'kibuloi nasa lemaloi. Since this kibul is that it's pack a bull, it's also it's made out of leather, and then they stuffed it up. It says, "Hai hoyel v'kibuloi nasa lemaloi v'liois miluoi lesoichay elomis." It's made to get filled up, and it'll remain filled up. Loish mei beis kibul. That's what the chachamim hold. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Mekablin Tume, Rabbi Lezer holds, that is Mekabel Tume, the Shmei Beis Kibul. That also is a Beis Kibul. So it comes out, this Shaila, a Beis Kibul, Ha'osi Lemalois, is a Machloikis Rabbi Lezer the Chachomim. And Agamore is going, it's Agamore says it has a Shem Beis Kibul, so Koch is going according to Rabbi Lezer, Leperushi, Osi Maskone, the Shmeiten, Ki Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer Shamutihi. That means we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was put into Chayrim. So it's very modne that we have a stomach, the Gemara, that is saying a halacha, which is not a libe de hilchese. V'doichik loimer dohochi koma kamash melon, that the kamash was the chihai the chitzim shmei beis kibul lefi shepa'omim shenoitlin habarzol min ha'etz. That the Gemara means to say, ma'u de teime beis kibul ha'osei lamales loy shmei kibul. And I would think that this is also osei lamales. Kamash malon, that this is not osei lamales. They take off the arrowhead and put it back on again. That's a deichik. The flow of the Gemara would seem to be saying that the flow of the Gemara would seem to be saying that even though it is osi lemalas afal pikein, it has a shame based kimmel. Ve'oid kash mahod esanya b'meseches kelim perik yotches atfilim dalit kelim ve'ein the tfilim are a dalit kelim which are mekabel tume ve'ein lecha osi lemalas yoisa mitfilim. I mean, you put in the parshas, then it's finished. Sanhedrin arachti meseches kelim perik chavov amastisim tzroir ha-mois Rabbi Lezer metame v'chachomim metar. But kaponim, so that's tais v'skashe that the rehites the loshna gemore would seem that the maskone is that a beis kibul ha-osi lemalois is called a beis kibul and lemaise that's a machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the chachomim and the chachomim hold it doesn't have a shame beis kibul. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Sichecho ba'anitzei pishton psulo, behutznei pishton kshero, behushnei pishton eini yedeya mahu. Now, Leilam has the Perish Chai. I'd like to read something from the Sefer Maisa Oireg, and then we'll understand what our Gemara is speaking about. He says as follows, linen is made from fibers found in the stem of the flax plant. The stem is made up of an inner woody core and an outer straw-like covering, and in between, lying lengthwise from the top to the bottom of the plant, are little groups of long fibers from which linen is produced. And that you can see in the Perish Chai, those small circles, these are fibers which are the complete length of the flax plant. A gluey substance called pectin binds the fibers to each other and to the outer covering and to the woody inner core of the stem. That's how these fibers are attached to the plant. The complete plant is pulled out by its roots and not cut in order to preserve the full length of the fibers. After they tear out the plant is then redded, that is, steeped in water for about 12 days. This process decomposes the pectin and frees the fibers, so that now you can separate the fibers from the rest of the plant. After redding, the flax is dried. This leaves the inner core and the outer husk hard and brittle, and the fibers from which the linen will be made strong and flexible. That's after it's dried, after soaking for 12 days. The stalks are then crushed in a pestle and mortar to break up the husk and core, after which the bits of broken husk and core are beaten out of the fibers. The next operation is hackling, that is, the bundles of fibers are combed to separate the individual fibers from one another, and also to remove the final residue of broken stem. The fibers are then converted into thread by spinning with a spindle. So now we'll understand our Gemara. Let's start again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sichecha ba'anitze pishton psulo. If a person was mesachech ba'anitze pishton, so it's a posel esuke. We will see anitze pishton is mekabel tumes negoim. So therefore, it's posel esachech. Bohutzne pishton, if it is hutzne pishton, we'll see soon which one is called hutzne, which is called anitze, ksheira. Then it's kosher. Hutzne pishton is the plant the way it is. The plant the way it is is not mekabel tumes negoim. The hushne pishton, now hushne pishton is, we'll see there are two processes in between from when you take out the plant the way it is. After it is processed and it becomes anitze pishton, there are two processes in between. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Eine yedeya mahu, I do not know if hushne is posel l'sachech, because it, since already something was done with it, it has a halacha of anitze pishta, so it's posel l'sachech, or it still has a halacha of hutzne pishta, which are mutter l'sachech. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Baba Chonin said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan did not know the halacha of hushne pishta. And now Rabbi Bar Bachone said, "Vuhushni atzmon eini yodeya." Now what Rabbi Yochanan called hushni, I don't know what he meant exactly. Monefshech, idayik v'loinofitz hushni korilei. That means we said, till they took out the fibers of flax, there was three processes. It was first soaked, then they used to crush it together, that's dayik, and then they used to comb it out. Afterwards, after dayik and nofitz, and tori means they soaked it, dayik, they crushed it, nofitz, they combed it out. So now, Rabbi Baba Chone says, I don't know, idayik, if it was crushed, V'loy nofet, and there was, as not yet, called out, Hushni Korilei, this is called Hushni, this is the last procedure before it becomes flax fibers, and that's Anitze Pishton. You see, according to Rashi, Anitze Pishton means it became fibers already, which is completely separated from the plant. So he didn't know, Rabbi Babachone did not know, if Dayik V'loy Nofetz, that's called Hushni, that alone is called Hushni, this is Icha called Hushni. Avol Tori V'loy Dayik, but what is if it was only soaked, and it wasn't crushed, that is still called Hutzni Korilei, this is called Hutzni, so this is considered still the flax plant, which is not, which is kosher l'sachek. Oy dilme tori veloidayik nami ushni korila. As long as he had started the procedure of extracting the flax fibers from the plant, and he soaked it already, that is also called ushni. So Mimele, we have here, we have a procedure of soaking, a procedure of crushing, a procedure of combing. Now, after combing, it's Sichem Mekabel Tumas Negoim. That, then you have a flax fiber which is separated from the plant. Before soaking, it's Sichem called Hutzni. That is the plant which is not Mekabel, that is the plant which is not Mekabel Tumas Negoim. Now, the two procedures in between, when it is soaked before it is crushed, or afilu, it is crushed, and that was the suffix of Rabbi Babachana. When it's crushed before combing, that's Icha called Hushni, and Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't know what the halach is. If it was soaked without being crushed, is this also called Hushni, or is this still in the category of Hutzni? That is the memra of the Gemara. Now we'll see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Bar Bachone Shamati Gimel Dvorim. Merab Yochanan Ashnayim Pirish. Two he said clearly. Vashlishi Heishiv Eini Yidei. The third one he didn't know. Sichecha Ba Anitze Pishtim Psula. Shekein Ruy. Why is Anitze Pishtim Psula? Shekein Ruyo Letamei Benegoyim. Kida Omar B'mameh Madlikin. Ha Oinet Shal Pishton Mishe Yislabnu. That it says that ha'oinit shel pishton, as soon as you're malabinit betanu, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. So now Rashi explains when is it called oinit? La'acher shetiknoi b'masrek, after you combed it out with a hackle, shekoyren sarbish, v'oson oinit shekoyren rishte. So memele, the oinit is the flax fiber separated completely from the plant. Behutzni pishton shemati merab yoichenin ksheira. Dahainu, kshuhu behutzin sheloi kemoyshe godal. We said that it's covered with a straw-like covering. That is on the outer chelik of the flax plant. So if it is still together with the straw-like covering, the Heinek Shubahutzin Shalai Kamoshe Godal, the Loinishra B'mehamishra wasn't as yet soaked, the Loinufat B'machtesh, it wasn't crushed yet, so that's Zicha Kosha L'sachech, Behushni Pishton Eini Yoideya Im Ksheira Ipsula, Behushni, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, and now Rabbi Babachana said, Behushni atzmon eini yedeya, my kori Rabbi Yochanan Hushni. I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan calls Hushni. Mon of shech leforish be. Shema dayik b'machteshes. Maybe it means it was crushed already b'machteshes. V'loy nofitz b'masrik. It wasn't combed out yet with a hackle kori Hushni. V'oma b'hu eini yoideya, avol tori, but if it was soaked, shori b'mei ha-mishre, v'loi dayik, and it wasn't crushed yet, havi b'chlal hutzni. That's b'chlal hutzni. Ki ahu, d'loi tori v'loi dayik, just like something which was not soaked and not crushed. Uksheira. Oidilme tori v'loi dayik, nami ushni kogle. As long as the process started to transform it into a flax fiber. So this already has the din of hushni. Vafein bechlal sveikim, lahava pshitale, lahachshe, ela bedeloi tori, veloi daik. Bedeloi tori, veloi daik. That was the, so that, this is Rabbi Yochanan Safik, and this is Rabbi Bar Bachone Safik. Let us see Taisvis. Ba'anitze pishton, perish bekunteris, shekach roi litami benigoi. Anitze pishton, so Rashi says, chat, here we are speaking about the flax fibers. And that, this already is metame tumis negoi. Kida omar beperik ba memadlikin, ha oinit shal pishton mishe yislabnu, that is mekabel tumis negoi mishe yislabnu. Perish, anitze pishton la'ache shetiknu bemasre shekeirin trinch belas. Mash mesherot zoloimer, so it seems Rashi is saying, shah pishton atzmoi metame benigoi, that the fiber, the flax fiber is metame benegoim koidim tviya, before it gets spun. That means now you take the fibers and you spin it to make a thread. So Pangashi Vaistois, that the fiber in the form of a fiber, before it is in a form of a thread, is also mekabel tumas negoim. That is what Rashi says. Unupeirushoi, so according to what Rashi is saying, so it's not so poshut, it's a machlekes tanoim. Osi shmaite kerab Yehuda. De plukte hi bemeseches negoim perik yudalot. Umaisi lo beperik vamem adliken. This nan we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Shesi ve'erev mitamei benegoim miyad divrei Rameya. Rameya says, Shesi, these are the vertical threads which are used in the weaving process. Erev is the horizontal threads. Metame b'negoyim miyad, divrei Rameya. So what does miyad mean? That means as soon, we'll see later in Taisus, we say horizontal threads, vertical threads, they are spun differently. They have different thicknesses, different strength. So they were spun differently. So there's the chutim of shasi, chutim of erev, and so Rameya says, as soon as these threads were spun, the metame tumas negoy. So for Rameya it would seem, but you need threads. See the erev, that's it. Rab Yehuda oimer hashasi mishe yisholik. So Rab Yehuda is mekel. No, the shasi is also not mekabel tumas negoy. Till you cook it. It has to be boiled. V'ha'orev, v'erev miyad, the erev is mekabel tumah right away. V'ha'oinit shel pishton m'she yislabnu. In the oinits of pishton, which Rashi says, this means the flax fibers, these are mekabel tumah m'she yislabnu when you put them in a tanu, and they get white, then it's mekabel tumah negoy. But Mia, so that's what Rashi, so comes out that our whole sugya that Rabbi Yochanan said for double poshit that anitze pishton is mekabel tume. I mean, it's a debatable thing. It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda, Rameya said only shesi and erev is mekabel tume. Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish that ha'oin is mishi yislavnu. Yeah. Period. But Mia. Heich pishtam metamei binigoyim, lo shum tane. So Taisvis asks, how could that be that pishtan alone, fiber alone, it's not a thread, shim metamei binigoyim? Hoshesive erev ksiv. The posik says in mitzayre, hoshesive erev. It says like this, beged, let us bring a, I'm sorry, it's in Tazria. The Pasuk says in Pashas Tazria as follows, va beged ki yevoy neged soros, Beveget Tzema Oy Beveget Pishtim. So first, the first Pasuk tells us that the Kibiyat Tzaras Beveget Tzema Beveget Pishtim. He was speaking about a Beget is Mekabel Tume, the Beget is either wool or linen. The second Pasuk says, Oy Vishesi, Oy Ve'erev, La Pishtim Ve'la Tzoma. Not only will a Beget Shel Tzema or Pishtim be Mekabel Tume, the Shesi and Erev, La Pishtim Ve'la Tzoma, are also Mekabel Tume. That's it. That's the Pasuk. So Tosfos asks Akasha on Rashi, or on the way Rashi is saying Pshat, so in the Pasuk we find only either a Beget is Mekabel Tume or Shesi Ve'erev. So how could it be that a fiber, which is not a thread at all, it's not Shesi, it's not an Erev, it's before that process, how could that be Mekabel Tume? V'tmiyech pishton metame b'negoyim l'shumtan o Shesi Ve'erev ksi. Ba'oi denimtza Rabbi Yehuda meikol tfei me Rabbi Meir b'Shesi u'machmer ba'oinitz. Then Taisha says that Peshitas Rabbi Yehuda is very modern. When it comes Shesi, the Tanakhama says, Ashes Rab Meir, Shesi is Mekabel Tume Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. No, Ashesi Mishi Yisholik. Erev Miyad. So he's Mekel. And when it comes, Vo'oinit Shel Pishton, Mishi Yislavnu, Baistachois, the Tanakhama did not differentiate between Semer and Pishton. So Rab Meir seems to hold that by Pishton also you need threads, Shesi and Erev. And he's maisiv that by Pishton the Ainit shall Pishton. So Taisvus says Smodnips in Shesi, he's Mekel, in the Ainit shall Pishton, he's Machmer. Smodnip, the Nimsa Rabbi Yehuda Mekel Tveimir Meyev Shesi, or Machmer Boinitz. V'chi Taim, and maybe he'll answer the discussion, Boinitz Loi Pligi. Maybe you'll say Va'oinit Shel Pishton is going according to both of them. That means like this. There's a machloikis by Shesi Ve'erev of Tzemel. So Rabbi Meir said that Shesi Ve'erev Miyat. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Shesi Mishi Yisholik. That's that. And then, that's a machloikis in Chutim of Tzemel. Then Va'oinit Shel Pishton Mishi Yislabnu, that's going according to everyone. So Memela says, no kasher, Rabbi Yehuda is mekel amachmer. This is going with everyone. V'chiteim aboin it's loy pligi. So Memela shmaitim kikul almas. Memela for him for the first kasher also. It's not only going with Rabbi Yehuda, it's going with everyone. Akati, so Taisa says, and it's doesn't make sense. Ma'achal denire le tame bin egoim kshu oinitz. If it became tame bin egoim kshu oinitz, Hayach yoitzi shesi midei tumat she yisholik. So what happens? I mean, it's roile tumas negoim by when it's in the in it's already in the flat when it's still in the flax when the fiber form it's still roi to mikabel tumas negoim. So later when you make it into threads, then it's not mikabel tum anymore at she yisholik. So Taisus holds that's a big doichik. I am not pikant, but the posik alone is very modern. The posik says a beged is mekabel tumas negoim, and shesi ve'erev is also mekabel tumas negoim. So let us ask the same kasha: if shesi and erev is mekabel tumas, so ain't the bechlala mashe beprat a beged is shesi ve'erev. So weiss the chayis. Shesi ve'erev was in the form of thread. It's mekabel tumas negoyim. Now it's a beged. A beged is something else. It's not zich. A beged is made out of threads, but it's a different entity. So l'chayre need a special pasuk to tell us that a beged is also mekabel tumas negoyim. So if that is true, so we could say the same thing, that it was in the fiber form, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. Now it became in a different form. It changed to a thread. So maybe this is not mekabel tume. Now it's something else. Now it needs achi yisholik. Period. But come on, that's the Yisvus Kasha. Ve'oid damrinem beperik ba'me madlikim. Sumches oimer sichecha betovi psula mipnei shemetame benegoin. There's a Gemara right before that that says as follows. Sumches holds, if a person was mesachech betovi, betovi means threads, psula, minei shemetame benegoin. Kiman, ki haitane, disnan, umaisi masnisin denegoin. Now, the Gemara says, it would be just kedai, to say over, there's a small Gemara in Shabbos, and the kedai to say over the Gemara to understand what Tosfos is asking. Let us just start from, let's bring a different Gemara, because Tosfos will bring it later, so we'll have a complete picture of what Tosfos is speaking about. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chavov Amid Aleph, and this Gemara says as follows, Tanya Rab Shimon ben Eloza Oimer, Kol Hayotze Min Ha'etz, anything that grows from eitz, as she says, canvas, tzemer gefen, cotton, ein boi mishum sholish al sholish. If you'll make a beged out of it, it's not mekabel tumas begodim. Umisachechem boi, and you can use it for schach, it's not mekabel tumas. Chutz mi pishton. Pishton is an eitz, and it's mekabel tumas. So memele, so Rashi says already over here that chutz mi pishton, he didn't say linen, he said pishton, so he means to say that afilu the pishton plant is also ein mesachechem boy. That's how Rashi says pshat Rab Shimon ben Eloza. Rashi says chutz mi pishton defini lekamon dikri eitz umekabel tumas negoim afilu oinin sheboy hilkach ein mesachechem boinin. So lemaise Rashi says, that's a Rashi in this Gemara, so Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo said, that Pishton is Mekabel Tume, and Pishton is Ein Mesachechem Boy. And Rashi says, he said, Pishton, it means the fibers of the flax plant is Mekabel Tume, is Negoim, and you're not allowed to be Mesachech. This is a Gemara, Daf Chavov Amid Aleph. Let us go to Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Omar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, v'sumches omru dovarechet. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo and sumches hold the same. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo hod amor. We see what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo said. Hod amor, and so Rashi says, chutz mi pishton, you can be mesachech be pishton. Loikoma chutz mi beget pishton. Mash ma'afel abdolab beget, even though it's not a beget. Sheloi nitve, it's not even threads. Kigoin oinin. Oy nitva or there's threads v'loy nerek ain mesachechem hoyil metame benegoyim afal gavdle metame bishrotz. So Rav Shimon ben Elozo had said. Now we're getting into sichuch. Rav Shimon ben Elozo had said that you're not mesachech bepishton. And pishton means not a beged pishton. So Rashi says pishton can mean the oinin, which is the flax fibers, and pishton could also mean the threads which are spun from these flax fibers, but you don't need a beget. I mean, it's before the process of beget, it's mekabel tumas negoim, and you're not allowed to be mesachech. So, nachamol. So, Omar Rabbi, Reb Shimon ben Elozo, v'sumches omru dovarech. They both said the same thing. Reb Shimon ben Elozo, hodamor. He said that you can't be mesachech bepishto. So Rashi said, which means oinen. And Shesi Beirev. Sumchis, what did Sumchis say? The Sanya Sumchis Oima Sichicha Bitivui Psula. If he was Mesachichit with threads, it's possible Mnesha Metame Benegoim. So the Gemara says, Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds like Sumchis. Now, like this, it's a bissel schwer, because Sumchis is speaking about threads. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo is speaking about fibers, which is before it becomes threads. So Rashi, Rashi says, when the laws says you don't need a baguette. So, even if it's before a baguette, it's a thread, it's a fiber, it's also you're not mesachich. But it doesn't flow too good. The Shimon the laws holds like sumchis. If in Yisoy, sumchis said distinctly that thread you can be mesachich with, and Rav Shimon the laws said you can be mesachich with the fibers of flax. That's a problem. Now the Gemara continues, and Tyson will bring down this Gemara. Kiman ki haitana. Who does sumchas hold like? Ki haitana. This nan, shesi ve'erev metame benegoyim miyad, divrei rameya. Abiyudayim era shesi mishay yishole, vo'erev miyad, vo'einim shel pishtan mishay yislavno. So, we have to see what this keman is. But this is the Gemara in Shabbos, which Tosfos is going to speak about. Now, let us go back to Tosfos. V'oid damrinen beperik b'amem adlikin. So Tosfos means now this Gemara in Shabbos. Sumches oima sichecha betovi psula, mibnei shemetame benegoyim. That's what Sumches said. Keman, who does sumchas hold like? Ki hai tane, disnan, umaisi mas nisan de negoim. Mash me behedye, de einoi metame benegoim elatovui. So weiss doch ois, that the Mishnah brings the Gemara in the sumchas said that tovui, threads, you can't be mesacher. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Keman kaitane, the Gemara brings the Mishnah of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says, "Ashesi mishiyishole, the Ashesi vorev metame benegoyim miyad." And Rav Yehuda says, "Ashesi mishiyishole, vayirav miyad, voynis shal pishtom mishiyislavno." And the Gemara stels to sumches. Neishem metame benegoyim, keman ki yaitane. Maisem asnisen benegoyim. Mash me behedye, deine metame benegoyim, Ella tovui. That sumcha said only tovui, not where Rashi says. Umiyu bahish maitse gufa perish bekuntres oinit shel pishton shel oinitva. That oinit means pishton shel oinitva. Berotza loima de pligi. So there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. So Mameilas are maybe Kaitanais is, so sumcha's holds like Rameya. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that for loinit shal pishton as mekabel tumas negoy. Voiv kosh the kamrin in hosom. Now Taisa brings down the Gemara before. Omar Abaye, Rab Shimon ben Alaza v'sumches amru davarecha. Rab Shimon ben Alaza had the amor that he said you can't be mesachach with pishton. The Tani Hosom Rab Shimon Alaza Omer kalayitim and aitim ein by mishum shalish al shalish doesn't have tumas begodim mesachin boy. Chut mi pishta. So Rashi said that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that you can't be misachich with pishta, flax fibers. Vahashte hech omru dover echot. So how could Abaye say that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like sumchis hamiflik pligi? This sumchis tovi koma. Rav Shimon ben Elazar koma pishta afilu kaidem tviya. So how does the Gemara doesn't flow? The chi teima, the lav davke pishton. Maybe you'll tell me that Shimon ben Elazar does not mean pishton. K'moy le'inyin sholish al sholish. He said it's by that's metame sholish al sholish. So sholish al sholish does not mean pishton. It means you made it into a beged. If it comes from Pishton, it's metame shalish shalish. Is mikol mokim minolon da airi b'tovi tvei miboin? But how do you know he speak? If you'll say that he's speaking about tovi, how do you know he's speaking about tovi? He said ein mesachachem boy. So how do you know he means tovi? Maybe he means oinitz. So how we see Rabbi Yehuda holds oinitz is also mekabel tumas negoyim. So how do you know what Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds? So how could Abaye say Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds like sumchis? So maybe Rabbi Shimon was also that it's metame oimitz ben goyim. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Therefore, because of all these kashes, so Tosis wants to say a new pshat in the Gemara. Lekach nire kemoi sheperish ba'oruch, the oinitz ku matve shel pishta. Oinitz does not mean flax fibers. Oinitz means flax threads. Vishesi ve'erev dekoma ramei. So now, let us start explaining. Now let us try to understand. The Mishnah says as follows. Shesi ve'erev metame benigoyim miyad. Divrei ramei. Rav Yudoy ma'ashesi mishayishlo ve'erev miyad. Now Tosfos says that oinitz means flax threads. So now Tosfos explains as follows. So Tosfos says, the oinitz who matve shall pishton, these are threads of flax. Vishesi ve'erev dekoma rameya, hainu bitzema. Rameya is speaking about chutei tzema, Shenikerboy mahu erev mahu shesi. In tzema, in woolen threads, you can look at the thread and you can differentiate mahu shesi, mahu erev, mahu shesi. Shezehu erev, we'll explain this in a minute. Shezehu tovui klape hayat. When you spin the threads which you want to use for Erev, it is spun counterclockwise. And Shesi vizeh tovui kila achar yad. And if you want to make threads which will be used for Shesi, so you spin the spindle clockwise. There's a picture in the Perish Chai that shows how they used to spin the threads. I just like to read what the Maisi Oireg brings about, and they will understand a little better what we are speaking about. The spindle may be rotated kila achar yad, which is clockwise, or klape yad, which is counterclockwise. They twirl the spindle. Now, if one wants to know the difference, how the thread looked, the angle of the thread, there was a Z-twist or an S-twist. That means if you look at the middle bar of an S, so it goes in this angle. If you look at the middle bar of a Z, it goes in this angle. Now how the thread looked, depended on which angle, how he spinned the spindle. So it was as follows. If it was klape yad, that was the orev, so it looked like an S. If it was klaacher yad, that was the shesi, it looked like a Z. That was the direction in which the fibers were going. That's how the threads looked. So you could look at a thread and you can tell if it's a shesi thread or an orev thread. And there was, Bekavoni explains, Bekavona, they wanted that the faker, the two threads should not attach one to another, so therefore they were twisted in different ayfanim. And there was a cheshbon for this. Now, so Tosfos says as follows. So let us see. Lekach nire k'may sheperish ba'oruch, the oinitz hu matve shel pishtan. Oinitz is threads of pishtan. V'shesi v'erim dekoma ramei, hayne b'tema. Shenikir boy mahu shesi, you can tell what is shesi. Shenikir boy mahu erev, mahu shesi. Sheze Eiret Tovi Klapi Hayad, which is counterclockwise. Sheze Tovi Klapi Hayad, Vize Tovi Kilaach Hayad. The chassis is woven Kilaach Hayad. Avol de Pishton, but the threads of Pishton Hakol Shovet. Everything was klape hayat. Sai the chute shesi, sai the chute eirev, and he explains the reason was because the tendency of flax fibers is that if it's spun klape hayat, some amela it'll hold. And if it's spun the other way, it unravels. So by chute pishton, there's one way that they can be spun. He writes over here, linen, however, was always S-spun. That means that's called klape hayad. The fibers of the flax plant have a natural tendency to twist S, and if twisted Z, tend to untwist again. So memele, that is why that's why when we're speaking about chesi and erev, we're speaking about chutei tzemach. There you could drain vimibel. But when it comes to pishton, it was only klape hayat. So memele, that is pshat in this machloikis of, so Rameye is speaking about chutei shesi, chutei erev of tzemach. Aval the pishton hakol shove veinika. So there's no shesi in Erev, so that's called oinit shel pishton. So oinit shel pishton means the threads of pishton, and they don't differentiate, because there's no difference. Now, so Taisha said this yesod. And that's called oinit shel pishton, the threads of pishton. Threads are mekabel tumen, that's what the pasuk says, b'shesi, b'erev. Now, Taisha is a gemore in Avodah Zorah. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Roman government captured Rabbi Eliezer, and they had a lot of things against him. The third time that they had, that he was called a Rabbon, he was called a Rebbe. So I mean, why was he called a Rebbe? Not because he tailed Shiraim, because he taught Torah. So Memelan, that was illegal. So they wanted to kill him because of this. And that was called, it was called Rabbon Eliezer. So he told them, I'm called Rabbon Shel Tarsiyim. I'm a Rebbe of weaving. That means I'm an expert in weaving. So that's why I'm called Rabbon. I'm the Rebbe. I'm the authority in weaving. So that's why I'm called Rabbon. So what did they do? They didn't, the Aisilei Trei Kiburi. So he said, no, you're an authority in weaving. So they brought him two balls of thread. You tell us which one is Shesi, which one is Erev. He didn't know a thread from Adam. That means now we know that one is like shaped the angle of an S, the other shaped like an angle of a Z. But he didn't know. So the Gemara says, and this happened that, as the Boyre, one was a Zocher, one was an Akeva, so one went up to that one, and one went to the other one. So he realized that the Chuti HaShesi are like an Akeva, and the Oriv is over it. So he chapped already, which is the Oriv? The Oriv is equivalent to a Zocher, and the Shesi is equivalent to an Akeva, so he knew right away, so this was the Shesi, and this was the Oriv. And that's occurred. So Al Kaponim Sotaisva says, if they showed him Shesi and Erev, Dafmin Zogin, that it was Chutim of Tzema. Because Tzema, you make Shesi and Erev. That's Muchach, the whole thing is Muchach from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shesi and Erev, and Ainit Shal Pishton. And Ainit also means thread. So Dafmin Zogin, the ganze Shtik Teire, that by Pishton, there's no difference between Shesi and Erev. So that Gemara has to be speaking about Tzema. The Eisle Trei Kiburi, the Omri Lei Haide Shasi Haide Arve. Yes, lefosh b'shal tzemach shadov onika. There you can tell the difference. Inami b'shal pishton. So why by pishton? What do you show him? Well, the bekiim ke goin rabban shel talsiem nika eze roili shesi veze roileirim. Not they asked them what the twist was. They have the same twist. But it's mistomen, when they twist it, one is a tighter twist, one is a looser twist. So memele, the strength of the thread is dependent on this. If you are rabban shel talsiem, you should know which is roili shesi, which is roileirim. Therefore, so that is, like we had an oruch that oinitz means threads. Now let's go to our gemara. Vanitze pishton, nami oimer rabbeinu tam in our gemara shehu mitve. That's threads. Rab Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchit b'tovi davke mayri. Only speaking about tovi. No one holds, no one cholums. That flax fibers are mekabel tumme. So the whole shaila is, if he said pishton, so he means threads. That's what he means. It can't mean the fibers. No one holds fibers. So memela, so that's the gemara. So Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Sumchis hold the same thing. Avol kosher. So Taisa says that it's not so poshit. The memeseches nedon peikra beleza, oimel poishrim, a very interesting gemara. That a husband was mother his wife, and he said that you're not allowed to have hanor from my nechosim unless one of the tanoim can find one thing on you that is nice. Or find one thing. She was mamish. Ugly isn't the word. So memela, he says, if we'll find one thing that you that is nice then you're permitted to have hanor from my nechosim. So the Tana went down the list. Maybe her head is nice. No, her head is round like a bull, and the eyes are nice, the lips are nice. Shemo Sara Noa, maybe her hair is nice. So they told her, Doimel Anitze Pishton, it's similar to Anitze Pishton. So that means flax fibers. Very interesting, the Gemara. He couldn't find anything nice in her. So then he asked her, what's your name? Her name is Melechluchis. So he says, you know your name fits you. So your name is nice. So that was matter the Neda. Al Kaponim, but we see from over there, that's a good way to look at things. That's a very nice perspective. Al Kaponim, but we see over there, Doimel Anitze Pishton, Vais Tachois, that it means it looked like flax fibers, not like threads. It wasn't spun. It was straggly maybe, it wasn't spun. So Vais Tachois, the way Rashi says, Boi Tanya Besifri, Yochel lo yovi gizei tzemer vanitze, it's not permitted to bring gizei tzemer. Now, gizei tzemer means, wool that's shared from a lamb, shared wool. Vanitze pishton v'yischamim bem, and you can't take gizei tzemer vanitze pishton. Talmud loyme shatnes, shatnes means after became threads already. Mashme danitze pishton dumye de gizei tzemer shalaynit. Vavaisis anitze pishton means that it's still in the raw before it became threads. Boitzugi dishmaiten muchiche duhu pishton shalaynit. Our gemara weiss doch ois that it wasn't spun. It didn't never became threads. V'dayik v'nofitz, and it was crushed and combed. V'dekoma behutzni pishton ksheira, behushni pishton eina yedeya, so what is hushni pishton he doesn't know, mashman de mesafkele, b'tori v'loy dayik, if it was soaked and it wasn't crushed, v'dayik v'loy nofitz, or if it was crushed and it wasn't combed. Oh, but that's it. Aber michlau de dayik venofitz, pshita lay de psula. That's the sugya. But when the time jumped, that it's makabel tume when it's thread. So, why did we jump? Behind the one needs it. So the sugya seems very much like Rashi. But we have problems. All the problems that I said before. Lochain nire, so Taisus wants to say an upshat. Danitze pishton vadai laftovayu. No, Rashi is right. Danitze pishton is not threads. It's before it says flax fibers. Va'avar gav de'enei metame b'negoyim, even though it's not metame b'negoyim, that's for sure that Taisvus Esther can't be metame b'negoyim. Hoyel v'korov hu letume, but this is the process before it becomes threads, Gozabu rabbonu lepoisle l'schach. Kida aschchen lekamon, dike de posel nesorim mishupim. There's a man, the Omar, that wants to passel smooth boards, mishum gzeiris kalem. Hi, it's a pshutikliate, but it's already, it's smooth already, so it's the process right before kalem. Vafil man de marsher osim, motzelem ipsalachin. I feel he'd say, there is kosher, here could be, it's more closer. So Memela Sotaisva says, our sugya is speaking about the flax fibers which are mekabel tumim midarabon. And you can't be mesachik with that. V'ho dekomar sumches sichecha betovi psula. Sumches said sichecha betovi psula. Agamore says that afilu, before it becomes threads, the fibers is also possible. Midaraisikom. Sumches is speaking about minatoire. If it didn't become threads, it'll become, it's possible mid the rabbonon. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, chutz mi pishtom. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said you cannot be mesachach mi pishtom, and pishtom vayislay is the raw flax fibers. The mashba pishtom ki goy na nitzi. V'omru dover echad, and the Gemara says Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Sumcha said the same thing. Now Taisus before they asked Takasha, they're not saying the same thing. He says you can't be mesachach with fibers. That's what Shimon Elazar said. And Sumcha says you can't be mesachach with threads. So it's not the same thing. That was Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So Taisus, it's very good. They are saying the same thing. Because Sumcha is saying, Mina Teire, you can't be mesachach with threads. Rav Shimon Elazar said, Mina Rabbonin, you can't be mesachach with fibers. There's no machloikis. They all hold that alone passes it for sichuch. V'omru dover echo de komar, mishum, del Rav Yehuda, the ene metame bin the goyim acha yislabnu. Rav Yehuda says that it's not metame bin the goyim till you're malabin it. Loi mifsili anitse lesuke kiven de rechoikim mitume. So Taisvus means to say, according to Rav Yehuda, that you need already that the threads should be mislabin. So you need, so it's two steps before, you have fibers, threads, and libum. So memele, so that's pshat. Sumchis holds like Rameya, everything is miyad. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mishi is labnu. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so anitzim won't be mekabel tume because you have to wait till you melabn the threads. Aber sumches kommen sicher betovi, der Masch mit mir jad. Vafilu timtze loimer, de posel Rav Yehuda mit der Rabbonon koidem libun. Afilu you say Rav Yehuda will also passel mit der Rabbonon koidem libun. Kemoi Rav Shimon ben Elazar koidem tviye. Yeah. Al kolchoch sumches mit der Reise komma. Aber sumches is speaking about mit der Reise. So sumches zicher speaking about midiraise. So I feel Rabbi Yehuda also that the schutin ma mekabel tumim midarabonon. It's postulative, but that's only midarabonon. Sumches zicher speaking about minatayre. V'hodo loy koma Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'sumches v'Rav Meir omru dover echot. It comes out like this. Rav Shimon, it comes out like this. The Sumches and Rameya holds, Mina Teire, Shesi is Mekabel Tume Miyad. That's what Sumches and Rameya holds. That's the Tovui of Tzema and Hudim Pishto. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that the flax fiber, which is the step before Hute Shesi, is Mekabel, is Emesachem by Midarabonim. So Lechere, there are three Tanoim, which hold the same. Because the Gemara says, Rav Shimon also holds like Sumchis, and the Gemara says, Sumchis holds like Rameya. So why did the Gemara say, V'odoloi koma Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchis v'rameya v'modobar echot? So Tais answers, B'seida HaMishnah in course of Divrei Rameya, v'mesech this negoin. By us it says Divrei Rameya. But then it doesn't say, it's a stamtane kame. Doch kol shkein denichet tvei, so since it doesn't mention Rameya, hod koma kiman ki hai tane, onanomen. Like, come a kiman ke rameya. Maybe another reason why I didn't mention Rame, because Rame Bechlal didn't speak about Sichu. Rame is speaking about Tumas Negoy. Sumchis, Rabbi Shimon Loza speak about Sichu. Va'aval gav the hobo hotal yeh. I mean, it's one shaila, the kibbutz of Metama Meyad, and came Yipsol the Sacher, be the Rabbon and Banitze Pishton. Lo'oilom, but the mother mentioned Rame because he's not speaking about Sichu. Lo'oilom, oinit shopishin drabiu de Tobik in the Pirishaor. Betzorachin. So Tosis made a whole pshat. Betzorachin, if that's the emes of pshat. Ba'oid yesh loima, the rabbonon, the pligi, olei de sumchis. Nathis wants to say a new mahalach in Gansen. Sumchis said that ein mesachachim betovui. That sumchis said. The rabbonon seemed to disagree with him. The rabbonon, the pligi, olei de sumchis, sovri, Sichicha betovui ksheiro. Afal gav de metame benegoim. De kosovri de loishayach lemeilef mipseilis. Goyren viyekev livsel bedova hametame benegoim. Mi achad ein metame bishatumis. Now this goes into a new mahalach in Gansu. That means we learn now from Pseulis Goyren Viyekev, you're not allowed to be misachich with the Goyren Viyekev, only misachich with the Pseulis Goyren Viyekev. So, Kan Sheilabel, what's wrong with the Goyren Viyekev? Goyren Viyekev is Mekabal Tume. So, Memele, so the Mekoyer of the Kabbalah's Tume is possible, misachich is because it says Pseulis Goyren Viyekev, not Goyren Viyekev. So, you have to have something that's Mekabal Tume like Goyren Viyekev. Goyren Viyekev is a Mekabal Tume's Negoyim. So, Goyren Viyekev is Mekabel Tumas Shrotzim, Tumas Meis, but not Tumas Negoyim. So, Memelis Otaisvi said, Sumchi said, I'm willing to Kechidish. Sumchi said, hey, Mesachem Betovi. You know what he said? He said that if it's not if it's Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, it's also not possible to Sichel. That was Sumchi's Ashtik Teure. The Rav Shimon Eloza also said the same Shtik Teure, that you're not Mesachem Bepishton. That's the Ashtik Teure. But there are chachamim which are chaylik on sumchis, and they hold that you are mesachich. So now, why do you say the rabbanon the pligle the sumchis savri sicha betovik sheira afal gav the metame benegoy? Because savri the loyshach lemelef mipseilus goyim veyekev livsel bedava metame benegoyim miyachadei metame b'shar tumis. Hainu amru davar echad. Now this is the amru davar echad. Bemesh ein mesachich im bedovo ametame benegoyim. In that is what they are saying. That means that could be Taisi had a kasha before if Shimon Loza is speaking about fibers and Sumchas is speaking about threads. So how's the dover echad? That was Taisi's kasha. So Taisi says, no, the Dover Echad means, Dover Echad means, but there's a common denominator between them. That a Dover Shemekabel Tumas Negoyim is possible to say. That's the Dover Echad. If he holds that fibers are also Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, the Dover Echad is in that what they're Mekabel. The Dover Echad is that you're not Mesachich B'Dover Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. V'ayim U'domu Dover Echad B'mashim Mesachim B'Dover Metamim Negoyim. The Lekal L'meimel the Chutz Mi Pishton the Kamer Abshimen Eloza Be'Beget Pishton Ayri. Maybe it means a Beget Pishton. And if it means a Beget Pishton, so then could be you need not Tumas Negoyim. Beget Pishton is Mekabel Tumas Shrotzim also. Rabbonon K'moy ein bei mishum sholish al shosh tainu beged. Alav milsi, de binami ochi koma kol hayoytze min haetz, ein bei mishum sholish al sholish, chutz min hayoytze min hapishton. So Taisa, the Masho explains Taisa's that pishton means that yoytze min haetz, this yoytze min haetz, which could mean a beged, and then there's pishton alone but doesn't have a teiris beged. So Bekitzer, the Gemara was Medayik, Abshimen Naloz, and Sumchis hold that something that even though it's not a Beged, and it's not Mekabel Shartumis, is Ein Mesachichem Boyd.